I'm Father Flanagan. I saw your brother Joe just a little while ago. Joe wants you to come with me to Boys Town.
You've got a swell chance taking me to that joint.
That's right, a swell chance. I've got $280 your brother gave me to take care of you.
I don't care if he gave you $1 million. What am I going to do in a broken-down nursery like Boys Town?
Oh, there are a lot of things you could do. We've got machine shops, carpenter shops, we've got printing presses, farming. You know, I think you might like farming. It's good for you. Keep you out in the open.
If you think you're going to make a plow jockey out of me, you got another thing coming.
Now, look, Whitey, in a pinch, I can be tougher than you are, and I guess maybe this is the pinch. You're coming with me to Boys Town because that's the way your brother wants it. And that's the way I want it.
It's the Reader's Notebook for Wednesday, April 5th, 2017. Today is the birthday of iconic Academy Award-winning actor Spencer Tracy, who was best known for his roles in such classic American movies as Boys Town, Inherit the Wind, and Guess Who's Coming to Dinner. Born in 1900 in Milwaukee, Spencer Tracy starred in other film classics such as Father of the Bride and Judgment at Nuremberg. He frequently collaborated with actress Katharine Hepburn, with whom he was romantically linked. Altogether, he received 9 Academy Award nominations, winning for Captain's Courageous and Boys Town. Over his long career as an actor, Spencer Tracy played an impressive range of roles, from prisoners to priests. He managed to make each character seem believable and genuine, and for more than 3 decades he brought his tremendous talent to the big screen. The youngest son of an Irish-American sales manager for a trucking company, he was raised Catholic, and both he and his older brother served as altar boys. Spencer sometimes got into trouble for missing school and getting into fights. According to some accounts, he attended at least 15 different elementary schools. At age 18, he enlisted in the U.S. Navy during World War I with his friend, future actor Pat O'Brien. After the war, Tracy spent several semesters at Ripon College, where he discovered acting. He then made his way to New York, where he studied at the American Academy of Dramatic Arts. Tracy spent much of the 1920s as a stage actor, making his Broadway debut in 1922. He continued to appear in both comedies and dramas over the next few years, both in New York and elsewhere. In 1930, he gave a star-making performance as a convicted killer in the Broadway drama The Last Mile. Movie director John Ford saw Tracy in that production and wanted him for his film Up the River, which also featured Humphrey Bogart. Tracy then made a string of films for 20th Century Fox from 1930 to 1935, where he was often cast as a tough guy or criminal. Making the move to MGM in 1935, Tracy started to achieve real box office success. In 1937, he starred in Captain's Courageous. Audiences and critics alike praised his performance as a Portuguese fisherman, and the film brought him his first Academy Award. He picked up another Oscar the following year for his portrayal of Father Flanagan in Boys Town. In 1942, Tracy first appeared opposite Katharine Hepburn in Woman of the Year. The pair had tremendous chemistry both on and off screen. Some have said that Tracy had finally met his match in Hepburn, and their talent for verbal sparring was dazzling in all the films they made together. By the mid-1950s, Tracy's career seemed to slow down, but he started the 60s with strong leading roles in Inherit the Wind and Judgment at Nuremberg. In 1967, he filmed his last movie, Guess Who's Coming to Dinner, which also starred Hepburn and Sidney Poitier. Shortly after the movie was finished, Tracy died of a heart attack at his home in Beverly Hills. He was an unlikely box office draw with his stocky form and craggy face, and yet he became one of Hollywood's most bankable names during his peak. Remembered as an actor's actor, Spencer Tracy had the amazing ability to make his performances seem effortless. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for April 5th, 2017. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.